Okay. Name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Today's the second month of 13th in the year 2023, and it's Trinity's second weekday. This is Trinity week for us. We had Trinity Day on the Lord's Day yesterday. It's a wonderful, great week that we celebrate. We give the Holy Trinity a whole week. You think it's worth it? You think we should give the Holy Trinity a whole week? The festival, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit? Certainly, okay. So anyway, this is Trinity's second weekday, and we're going to be doing, this lecture is called Trump and Carrie Lake Support Sodomites, and Will Norris's Questions to Mike Lindell. God opened a big door for our brother Will Norris again, and as we're moving forward in our political activities, and he was able to get a hold of Mike Lindell on Mike Lindell's talk show, and he was the first one that they put on there, and he asked them really three really good questions, and very pertinent to certain situations that Brother Will's going to tell you about. Now, he'll give you an introduction of what happened in his questions, and we're going to send this to Mike Lindell also for his benefit. Now, we do believe people like Mike Lindell is probably one of the most conservative minds, and he's convicted, but he's still weak on certain points, okay? And Mike Lindell and other people that are in his position that are like him, they know that things are wrong, but they still compromise in certain areas. And this lecture, I want it to be mostly for people like Mike Lindell and people like him. So he may get a little aggravated or angry when he hears what's going on here, but I would want him to, if he's watching, is to wait to the end of this. I'm going to make some comments and try to help him. I want to give him some counsel and advice because I believe he's doing a lot of good work. But he needs to be straightened out in certain points also, okay? And so I want to introduce that before I get into it. I'm going to shut this thing off. What's he talking about, yeah? But so anyway, Will's going to now introduce to you basically what happened here, what these questions were, and then we're going to go into the evidences. And then at the end, I'm going to make my comments. As a side note, Will met Mike Lindell at the CPAC convention in Dallas on 8/6/2022.
All right. Hello, everybody. So basically what happened here, I'll just give you the progression, the timeline of how this thing happened. I wrote these questions out on the 31st day of the first month. And what led me to write these questions out was right after the RNC election. That was really the thing that broke the camel's back for me. The RNC on the 127-23, they had their election. Republican National Committee leader.
Yeah.
Rona McDaniel, she's had it for the last couple terms, and she was up again, and she was running against Harmeet, which was a lawyer. What was her first
name? Harmeet Dillon.
She's running against Harmeet Dillon, who's a lawyer for President Trump, and Mike Lindell. So all three of them were running for this to see who was going to be the president of the Republican National Committee. Now, myself and a lot of people like me, we were promoting Mike Lindell. They had a Rasmussen poll, where he won hands down over the other two. Harmeet had come in second, and then Ronald McDaniel was third. So the grassroots people wanted Mike Lindell, okay? Yeah. We wanted him. I petitioned our Republican, head of the Republican Party in New Mexico, Steve Pierce, he's the chairman. I wrote him emails. I talked to him at a function up in Santa Fe where they had the New Mexico legislature, Republican legislatures had a big dinner right before their legislative session this year. And I talked to him straight up. I said, what about Mike Lindell? And he didn't like him. And I, you know, made my points and he made his, but whatever. But basically, what really got me is after they had the election, Charlie Kirk did a program on his show. And Charlie Kirk went to the RNC, was in California, and he was stumping for the grassroots, saying, we need change here. We got to get rid of Rona McDaniel. She hasn't done nothing but lose elections for us, and she spends all this money on non-Trump people.
Yeah, like rhinos.
The rhinos, exactly. So she, in turn, is a rhino by default, right? Okay, so Brother Ryan here posted this awesome analysis by Charlie Kirk on our St. John the Baptist chat site. And basically he said, when he went there to the RNC in California, people, he was stumping for Mike Lindell and Rona. Like, he wanted to get rid of not Rona, the Harmeet, but his main point was there needs to be change, right? And so people were coming to him at the RNC at the meeting at the convention. They were saying, "Well, Charlie, I thought you're for Trump." He said, "Yeah, I'm for Trump." Well, he just sent a delegation of people from Mar-a-Lago over here to vote to lobby for Rona, and he said he just was deflated, and that deflated me too.
Here is a clip from the Charlie Kirk Show.
Every day is a battle for your mind raging. Information coming from every angle with the will to deceive. Fear not. You found the place for truth. The voice of a generation that still has the will to believe in the greatest country in the history of the world. This is the Charlie Kirk Show. Buckle up. Here we go.
Welcome, everyone. Radio stations across the country. Honored to be with you. Also on Real America's Voice. As always, you can email us freedom@charliekirk.com and subscribe to the Charlie Kirk Show podcast. Take out your podcast app and type in Charlie Kirk Show. I was in Dana Point, California on Friday. We took off on this show. Jack Posobiec did a great job filling in. I woke up very early after a long day of interviewing Governor Ron DeSantis, flew all the way across the country, red-eye flight, got a couple hours of sleep, got dressed up, and met Tyler Boyer, who will be joining us just a second in the lobby. And I saw some familiar faces, and I started, and I put on the best costume, if you will, of a lobbyist. Literally being in the lobby of the Waldorf Astoria, $900 a night hotel, and I began my charm offensive. Shaking hands, asking questions, saying, "Hey, who are you voting for?" And I saw a fair amount of Harmeet Dillon and Mike Lindell folks. And before we go any further, both Harmeet Dillon and Mike Lindell's cause was the same, meaning they weren't working against one another. They were just trying to get Rana beneath the threshold. I saw Mike, and I had a great conversation with him. Love Mike Lindell, and I love Harmeet. So the point is, were you supporting the current regime or not? And within a couple minutes, I realized I had entered a different planet. I'd entered a different realm of existence, Middle Earth, Narnia, whatever you want to call it. Disconnect would do far too much credit to what was happening in Dana Point, California, at the Waldorf Astoria. I started to ask some members. I was very polite, and I was trying my best to be charming, especially the ones that were wearing the Rana buttons. And I said, "You got to lay it out for me. What on earth is the case for Rana?" And some were a little sheepish about it. Some said, "You know, she's doing a pretty good job, and we want continuity and not chaos." But others were hyper-aggressive. Others said, "First of all, Charlie, we don't like you telling us what to do." I said, "Well, first of all, it's not me. I'm just a conduit for our audience and the hundreds of thousands of people that you guys beg for donations from. Triple match. We need your money. Help us fire Nancy Pelosi. Email, donate now, donate now, donate now, donate now." So maybe you should press pause and listen to the very people that you incessantly call and ask for donations. They're unfazed by that. But some people went as far to tell me that they thought that Rana was the best chair the RNC has ever had, that the November midterms was one of the best successes in recent memory. One member told me that it could not have gone any better, except for maybe a couple races that they blamed for candidate selection. I asked them who. They said, "Well, we can't have wackadoodles like Carrie Lake running around." It's a direct quote from one of the RNC members. So let me break this into a couple pieces, and I'm going to tell you some inside baseball that I think you need to know. You need to know actually some of the dynamics that were playing out in Dana Point, California. Now, before we go any further, I won no friends by being there. I had one very forceful RNC member come up to me, and it did end well because I had a heart for reconciliation, but he was not happy to see me, and he made it very clear, largely because I threatened, and we will make good on this promise, to remove RNC members that decided to defy their voters and stick a middle finger at a $900 a night resort while their constituents and their members can barely afford to put food on the table. Not exactly a recipe for a sustainable political party. So let me break this. First and foremost, let me start with the positive. There's anywhere between 57 to 60 fabulous RNC members. It's not all bad. There are some patriots from Wyoming, from Arizona, from Alabama. They really get it. And that's one out of three. There are people that really listen to their voters. And not a little bit. I'm telling you, the folks I was talking to from Idaho and from some from South Dakota, from North Dakota, Nebraska, they're in the trenches. They're listening to their constituents. They're fired up. They're tired of the country club. And that deserves to be mentioned before we go any further. I was moved. I felt like I was talking to one of you in our audience. They're really upset with how things are going. They did everything they possibly could. The sentiment at, when I arrived was they felt as if they were outnumbered and that there was just so much pressure on them, but they held the line. There were 55 to 57 that I felt a bond with. I said, we could build a political party around these people. There are 55 people that are absolute, complete patriots. They understood the problem. They were willing to act on it. They had the courage to try to voice their opinion that it's not acceptable to lose the Senate, spend $700,000 on flowers, $17 million on donor gifts, and act as if everything is okay. That is not acceptable. The second category is, I think there's probably 10 or 15 members that just kind of go with the flow. They don't want to upset the apple cart. They lack courage, even though they know something is wrong. I spoke with one of these members, one lady that I've known for a long time, and she said, look, I voted for Rana just because I don't like chaos. I just want things to remain as is. And I think Rana's not doing a great job, but I just want peace and calm and serenity. Now, while I appreciate that argument, I find that to be remarkably naive. We are in a wartime chapter at the Republican Party. This is not time for peace and calm and serenity. This is not time to just watch things remain exactly the same. They're medically mutilating our children. They're teaching them bigot, racist, anti-white curriculum. Our borders are wide open. They're trying to stumble us into a thermonuclear war thousands of miles away. Our economy is on the verge of recession. I'm not exactly enthusiastic around this idea of trying to keep things exactly the same. I think we have to do the exact opposite. Okay, and then is the third category. The third category is the largest category of the Republican National Committee. Remember, there's 168 of them. These are people that really don't like you. I'm not saying they don't listen to you. They have contempt for you. It's one thing to say that, okay, you know, I don't agree with them. No, no, no. It was evident and clear to some of the people I spoke to that they look at you as the unwashed. You could almost say they look at you as the deplorables. One after the other that I talked to would say, these emails that I'm getting from these people, who do they think they are? Non-stop emails trying to tell us what to do. We are the Republican National Committee. You think you guys can tell us what to do? The smugness, the arrogance, surrounded by the opulence of the Waldorf Astoria, the self-righteousness. They said, we are the chosen ones. We are the philosopher kings. We are the ones in the clouds. Do not distract us with your messiness, your dirtiness. These are the people that shop at Walmart. Now, they didn't say that, but they might as well have. Now, unfortunately, they are the majority of the Republican National Committee. They are the country club. They are impenetrable, and I did my best. I tried to challenge them. In fact, one man, he said, I think Rana is doing a fabulous job. I said, well, 98% of your constituents disagree. And you know what he said? He said, they watch too much War Room, Charlie Kirk Show, and Tucker Carlson. They're not getting the whole story. And I said, well, sir, what exactly is that story? He said, the story is the Republican Party has never been stronger than it is today. And I asked him, this is literally what I said. I said, have you ever read 1984? You're doing a pretty good job at it. That conversation didn't end well. There are some amazing patriots. There are some winnable people in the middle, and then there are some people that have deep-seated contempt for you. But there is a dynamic at play here that you need to know about. And the Associated Press reported on it. There was someone who was involved in this via dispatching surrogates that did make a difference in this race. And I learned firsthand about that. There is a presence there of people that were dispatched for the sole intent to try to get Rana across the finish line. I'm going to tell you who did that after the break. Welcome back, everybody. But let me tell you, there is a dynamic here, and it is summarized in the Associated Press article. Let me just read the Associated Press article, because this is true. And when I got there, I was shocked. One member after the other said, well, Charlie, you're pro-Trump, which I am, Donald Trump 2024. A lot of them said, well, Charlie, Trump's team is here lobbying for Rana. I was like, what? What are you talking about? It's true. Associated Press reported, Trump had quietly supported Rana Romney, a niece of Republican Senator Mitt Romney of Utah, and dispatched a handful of his lieutenants to Southern California to advocate on her behalf. President Trump avoided making a public endorsement at McDaniel's request. According to those with direct knowledge of the situation, he spoke on the condition of anonymity to describe private conversations. McDaniel's team was confident that she would win without public backing, allowing her to maintain a sense of neutrality heading into the 2024 presidential primary season. The Associated Press also writes, Trump privately backed McDaniel. Powerful forces within his MAGA movement lined up while other people lined up behind Dylan. And so this is true. When I was walking the halls and I was shaking hands, one after the other said, well, Charlie, I'm a little bit confused. Mar-a-Lago is here. Some of the top Trump lieutenants are here advocating for Rana. And it became abundantly clear that Rana was the choice of Mar-a-Lago. That the current RNC regime that loses and wastes your money and sends you emails and hates you might have got across the finish line because Mar-a-Lago advocated for it. Now, I'm a huge Trump backer, and I remain that. I think it was a mistake to do that. I would have liked to see Donald Trump do the exact opposite and send his lieutenants for change at the RNC. Not to continue with this Rana Romney pattern of losing. And so that was really demoralizing. I'm not going to lie. Here I am trying to be your voice for the populist, nationalist, conservative movement. 98% of us want to see some sort of change. I get emails from you guys saying, Charlie, I give $100 a month that I don't have. Thank you for going to Dana Point to try to figure out what the heck is going on. And here I am learning that the guy that I'm backing in 2024, enthusiastically, by the way, because I believe that he's going to upset the establishment and that he's a true conservative, that his lieutenants at the very least, and I don't know how involved he was, but you can connect some dots, is the one working the halls. I think it's a big mistake. I do. If Donald Trump wants to win in the White House, you don't want Rana Romney doing it. How many presidential elections has Rana Romney actually successfully been able to get? 2018, she lost us the House. 2020, we lost the House and the Senate. 2022, we lost the Senate and barely won the House. What is her track record for leadership and for victory? It's perplexing, isn't it? And so you guys all have a right to know that. And it's just disappointing. It is. I'm going to read some quotes here because I wrote them down on my phone. This is from members. I did this just as I was there, just for accuracy, and it's an approximation. Quote, from one RNC member, I think Rana does a great job, and people are being lied by people like you, are being lied to by people like you. Another one, quote, Charlie, Trump's team was here the last few days. It is clear that Trump supports Rana, therefore I'm supporting Rana. What was clear, though, is that they were unmoved by you. Some members were out of that kind of 51-55. However, a vast majority do not care at all what you think. In fact, I have no regrets at all by asking you guys to email them, but it certainly didn't help. You might say it would hurt. It's as if they hate you so much, it only made them want to defy you more. I'm curious what many of you think, because I know we have a predominantly pro-Trump audience. Ron DeSantis came out and said, we need to have change at the RNC. We need to get rid of Ronna Romney. Donald Trump, through his more subterranean efforts, said the opposite. And again, my support of Donald Trump is unmoved by this. but I'm not going to, I'm too connected to all of you and I respect all of you. It's demoralizing. Here we are trying to make the party a grassroots party, and it remains the party of Romney, literally.
When I heard this interview, it was like, oh my goodness, what is this guy doing? You know, here's Mike Lindell, the most loyal guy that Trump has had, especially on his key issue of election integrity with the machines. And that's the key issue, because if you don't get in, you're never going to promote what you want to do on your platform, you know, what your idea or your agenda is. So this was like, that did it for me. I said, this guy, because I said, look, Trump, he claims he wants loyalty from it, which is a good thing. You got to be, your people got him, you got to be loyal. But those that are loyal to him, he throws under the bus. So it was just enough. So basically, what happened was, I said, this guy's going sideways, right? He needs to be straightened out. And I can't talk to Trump, or we don't have anybody that's connected with Trump. But Mike Lindell is, you know, still good friends with Trump, and he talks to him intimately a lot when he sees him and stuff like that. So I thought, well, I'm going to try to get on his show, get to him to say, you know what, he should have stumped for you. Trump should have stumped for you. And then there was a couple other things that I've been wanting to ask Mike Lindell about Trump, what his personal feelings are on this, because he is going sideways and the things that are doing is wrong, that somebody needs to tell him, confront him on these things. So basically it was, the first thing is definitely, I said, Trump should have supported you. I know you, because Mike and I tried to put it down. He tried to say, well, no, he didn't support anybody. But then at the end, at the last second here, he had people from Mar-a-Lago whipping for Rona. So, I mean, that's bad. That's almost indirectly like trying to do it covertly trying to, you know, stump for him. So I said, no, that's bad. The second point that I wanted to talk to Mike about was the COVID-19 vaccine. And has he ever confronted Trump about this to say how horrible it is? Because Trump still to this day says it's good. And he tries to claim that it saved 100 million people or this and that. So Mike and his people on his show, on his site, they're totally against the vaccine. And a lot of your ultra MAGA, they hate the vaccine. And they really, they're kind of questioning Trump. Why is he still promoting this? You know what I mean? He doesn't make it mandatory. That's Trump's line. I don't make it mandatory. But then he still says it's good, where obviously the verdict is out on this, that it is bad. People are dying, you know, suddenly, and they're, you know, blood clots and go on. And people have told Trump to his, like other people, like Alex Jones has sent him a video, and the guy that Alex Jones sent him a video condemning the vaccine. And Jones said that the guy that gave it to him, when Trump was watching, he said, turn it off. I don't want to see it anymore. So there have people have said, but I wanted to know if Mike Lindell has said it, because he's pretty in tight with he's more.
So he's saying Trump told him to shut the video off?
Yeah, he did. Yeah,
that's affected ignorance.
That's affected ignorance. You know what I mean? Exactly.
It's affected ignorance. Yeah. He's stubborn because he promoted the vaccine, and he wants to be the big hero of the vaccine because he got it done so quick.
Exactly.
But that's not good anyway. You do anything quick, it's not good on top of it.
Yeah.
So he doesn't want to admit he was wrong.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Well, you can kind of maybe go into that in the end. So.
Yeah, well, if you do a good hero, I just got a touch on it.
Okay. So recently, Trump was on Real America's Voice News Network on the David Brody Show. And basically, he was called out by Brody to say, well, what about these vaccines? They said a lot of these people are now, your base is very, you know, unhappy with you promoting these vaccines. And Trump hem and hawed, and he said, well, the only thing is I didn't make it mandatory, this and that. And then when Brody tried to push him a little, well, why don't you just kind of downplay them and say they're not that good? He said, oh, no, they're still good. I you know, it saved 100 million people, this and that. And he wouldn't back off that it was a bad decision. I got it done. I got the FDA to do things that they couldn't do. I got it done in 9 months, blah, blah, blah. So he still maintains that they're a good thing. And so he wouldn't budge on that. So I said, oh, this is bad.
Here is the clip from the David Brody interview, which took place on his show, The Water Cooler, on Real American Voice. And this took place on 1/17/2023.
President Trump, I want to ask you about the vaccines. You know the base, you know MAGA well. They're not happy with it. The CDC is now saying they're concerned about a link to strokes in the vaccine. We've also seen significant spikes in COVID-19 deaths after countries introduced the COVID vaccines. We have these sudden death spikes as well. Look, I know you take credit for getting the vaccines to the American people in record time. I got that. Will you acknowledge now, though, that the COVID-19 vaccines were not as safe or effective as we were told by the medical community at the time?
Well, what I did is, first of all, there were no mandates with me, and right. I had absolutely no mandates, and the governors were allowed to do what they want. Most Republican governors did the right thing, and most Democrat governors didn't, you know, with the lockdowns and all the other things they did, including their views of the vaccine. What I did, I was able to get something approved that, you know, has proven to save a lot of lives. Some people say I saved 100 million lives worldwide. But I was able to get that done in 9 months versus 5 years to 12 years. If it ever got, I got the FDA to do things that they, it was pretty amazing what we were able to do. But as far as using it, as far as the utilization, I never demanded anybody use it. I never had a mandate. And I think that's very important to know. And I never had anybody, for instance, when I said, I never said close up. I never said we're going to close our country up. A lot of Republicans, now Florida did close for a period of time, as you know, but a lot of states run by Republican governors didn't close at all. And that was okay with me. I let them make that decision.
What about the safety aspect? That's what people are concerned about now. Do you have some concerns about the safety of these vaccines?
Well, I always do, but you have to understand there are the pros and cons. If you could read some reports saying it was the greatest thing that's ever happened and we saved tens of millions of lives, then you'll read other reports, you'll say there was some problems with the vaccines in terms of certain things, but relatively small numbers. But you know, you have many reports that say the vaccine saved tens of millions of lives.
Okay, so, and the third point that I wanted to ask Mike about was that recently on 12/15/22, Trump and Carrie Lake hosted 500 sodomites at his Mar-a-Lago mansion down there, right after the Respect for Marriage Act was passed in the Congress. And I said, well, what is this? You know, this is horrible. And so I wanted to know what Mike's thoughts were on that, because Mike, the big line that Mike likes to use, because I watch his show a lot, oh, we're in the biggest revival period in the history of this country. We're all coming back to Jesus. This time, you know, it's all in God's time, and right now we're in the most revived time. This is the biggest revival in American history right now. Well, I'm looking at this, the sodomite thing. I'm like, well, God, you know, Sodom and Gomorrah. I mean, people, if you're adamant, Leviticus talks about killing sodomites if they're, you know, adamant and they're in the public about it. Anyone that would be caught doing it, too. So that was the third thing that I want. And as you're going to see here, that's the one that really stung him the most. He really didn't know what to say on that. Now we'll go over to the questions that I asked in his show.
This is the Lindell Report, bringing you news combined with hope by offering practical and achievable action points to assist you in defending and preserving faith and freedoms. And now, here is your host, Mike Lindell.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Lindell Report. We are going to take calls tonight, Brandon. Let's take some calls.
Yeah, here we go. We got the first one coming up. William from New Mexico, line one. William, you're on with Mike Lindell. William.
Hi, thank you. Thanks for taking my call. Mike, I'm on board with you with DeSantis. I agree. I want to switch gears a little bit. I want to make three quick points about President Trump. Don't get mad at me. Just hear me out on this, okay? I really think this guy is starting to go sideways and somebody needs to straighten him out. Number one, I disagree with you when you say it was okay and from not to – it was okay for him not to endorse you. He should have endorsed you. You are his most loyal guy, and you would have exposed the machines. He would have had a real chance in 2024. Did you see the Charlie Kirk thing where he said that there was a delegation from Mar-a-Lago that went down to the RNC to lobby for Rona? Are you aware of that happened?
Yeah, I'm aware of that. But before you get too deep into that, I have talked to Ron. Ron is the one that said she would work with me, and she's keeping her word. And Harmeet said straight out she would not. Now, our great real president didn't endorse anybody. I didn't go to him and ask him to endorse me. This wasn't voted on by Donald Trump or by the American people. I won the Rasmussen report by a landslide. This is voted on by 168 people. And a lot of them, you know what? They're going to be held accountable now because Ron has said that they're going to work with us, work with me. So if they don't, she's going to have to hold them accountable. Let me tell you what the great thing that came out of the RNC thing. I got to meet these, most of the 168. When we go to states and we do our work there with the grassroots, with the precinct people, with the legislatures, with the governors, with the secretary of states, with the attorney general, the last thing I need are blockers. And the GOPs in a lot of these states were blocking me, and now we're going to be working together. I don't care if they help, but just don't block what we're doing, because we've got a job to do and get rid of these machines and fix our election platforms over the next 2 years. And we're going to get it done. And it's going to be a lot easier now without those blockers. But
all right, before we go to the next question, I want to handle this one first. First of all, Ronna McDaniel gave a promise to Mike Lindell that she will allow him to investigate the machines and they won't block them. Maybe she's going to abide by it. Maybe she's not. But you can't trust her because she gives promises and she goes back on them. And the main another thing with Ronna McDaniel is she gave all her money to rhinos and away from MAGA supporters. She can't stand Trump. And Mike Lindell's a Trump supporter. And so she's making these promises just to get elected, okay? Secondly, there's no one better than Mike Lindell in this whole thing. So he's the one that Trump should have promoted. Mike Lindell is the one of the most staunch Trump supporters. Ronna McDaniel can't stand Trump. So what's going on with Trump? He throws his most loyal people under the bus and supports swamp creatures. He does this all the time. He did it when he first came into office, when he got rid of Sean Spicer, Gorka, Steve Bannon, and he put swamp creatures in. Why does he do it? I know he because believe, look, he's being blackmailed, let's face it. The man owns ran casinos. He's in with the associate with the mafia. He knows about the apostate Jews. The guy's into big business. He's done bad things in the past, illegal things, and they got blackmail on him because he's going against his own promises when it comes to this. He's putting in people that are hurting him, that are attacking him, and he's getting rid of his own people. Here's a good example. Why did he not come out and tell his people, I want Mike Lindell to be the head of the RNC? And Mike says, well, I never asked him for his support. Well, Mike should have.
Yeah.
Mike,
yeah.
Don't be so idolistic of Trump.
Exactly.
You got to learn to start condemning him or where he's wrong. You can still support him, but you got to condemn him where he's wrong. You should have went up and told Trump to his face, I don't know why you're not supporting me. She backstabbed you when it came to supporting. She supported all rhinos against all your choices. She wasn't giving any money to these people.
American First.
Yeah, American First people she wasn't giving money to.
Exactly.
And she wasn't giving money to the MAGA people.
Right.
So she's back, okay? So he does this consistently. He's the first one that talks about loyalty, and he's the first one to throw his own people under the bus. Why he does it? Blackmail. It's the only thing I can think of. Jim Comey, too. He lets that guy stay in office, and the guy's a bum. He's putting people in there that are swamp creatures that are his worst enemies. And the only reason he's doing it, and this is my opinion, I believe it's absolutely, they got blackmail on him. They can turn the switch on him with his tax receipts, with his past, with his casino dealings, and they could lock him up in jail. They could take away his money like that. The apostate Jews and the Freemasons are controlling him. But he's still not one of them. That's why they're so angry at him. But if he doesn't play the game, they're going to use the blackmail on him. So this is the first point Brother Will brought up. And Mike's trying to be a little nice to Trump in his point, but it's really, you should have told Trump, what's wrong with you? You know, Trump will even say it. He shows up at his events all that. He says, Mike, one of my most loyal guys, another loyal guy under the bus. I'm sorry, under the bus. Now, they do say Harmy Dillon was against the machines, like he said, which is, she's bad too then. She's bad. But, okay, so Ronna McDaniel gave you a verbal promise that she's going to allow you to investigate the machines and not block you. Well, okay, I hope that's true. Let's see. Maybe you got somewhere on that point. But my main point on this issue is that Mike Lindell should have been the one who was supported by Trump. And instead, from what we understand, they were whipping on the floor for an election for Ronna McDaniel, Trump's people, not for Mike Lindell, okay? So, Mike, don't be so nice with Trump when it comes to when he's doing something wrong, because you're not doing him any favors or any of us in this movement when we want to move things to the right. Okay, so now we're going to get into the next question that Will asks him.
Have you ever told Trump about the vaccine, why it's so bad? Have you ever, like, confronted him to his face about why these vaccines are horrible?
He's had many people talk to him. Then you'd have to talk to him about that. The, you know, he, You don't hear him talking about it anymore. He doesn't talk about it. He said he was would have never went for mandates. And I haven't heard him talk about the vaccines for a long, long time. Have you heard that recently?
Yeah. No, I have heard it. Yeah, recently. He said it was on America's Voice Network. He tried to say it saved like 100 million lives and stuff like that. And he would say he didn't have the mandates, but he said it was a good thing. He keeps saying it's a good thing. I can give you the clip if you want.
I think he's got to change his view on that.
I think his base is going to be very mad if he doesn't change his way on that. Because, I mean, the thing, they are poison, and you know that. Can I ask one more thing? Go ahead.
Yep.
Okay. So did you hear about him and Kari Lake having that thing in Mar-a-Lago for the 500 sodomites down there after the Respect for Marriage Act was passed? And he said he would fight for these homosexuals. That's an abomination to God. I don't see how that's going to appease his base, too.
Okay, so Harmeet and Kari Lake were down there for that?
No, just Kari Lake and Donald Trump.
We'll take this little step at a time. I just want to comment on there. What he's doing there is we call buying time. You buy time because you don't know how to answer yet, because he knows you stung him on this issue, and he's making like he doesn't know about it. As you'll find out, he pretends he doesn't know about it. So he's trying to buy time. So he said, did you say Harmy Dillon and Kari Lake? He didn't say Harmy Dillon.
No.
He didn't say that at all. He's thinking right now while he's asking that question, how am I going to deal with this? Because I know he'll tell you he didn't know about it as we go on. But everybody knows about it. There's no way he couldn't have known about it. So anyway, but this little question about, Harmy Dillon and Carrie. No, he didn't say that. He's thinking.
Even the co-host, Brandon. Yeah, Brandon, the house.
It brings it up. He knows about it, but Mike Lindell didn't know about it. So we'll go on.
Okay. And what was that again?
That was, they had a thing. It was a gala for the, almost after the Respect for Marriage Act passed, like a month ago, they had this gala for these 500 sodomites, and then Kari Lake was praising the homos, saying, oh, I've worked in media and 90% of them are homosexuals and they're better than straight men.
Are you talking about the log cabin, the gay Republican log cabin?
Yeah, right, exactly. Yes.
Yeah, I don't know on that. I mean, all I know is, that I don't even know how to comment on that. I would. You didn't see me down there, did you?
That's a good comment. That's a good comment.
I'm not their. I'm not their advisors. I'm not their. Would I went down there? No, I did. I'm not. When they, you talk about. I'm a born again Christian. I know what the Bible says, but there's a. Am I going to go out and go down there for whatever this is? I don't know what this cabin thing is and stuff. I guess I'd probably be able to give a better answer, but it sounds like I definitely wouldn't be something I would go to. And I don't know what was said by Kari Lake or President Trump, but, I'm listening to you and I see that there's a lot of, I just got a call today by, the Guardian, and they said, Mike, the President Trump is losing we think he's losing a lot of his Christian base. And I'm going, and then I switched it over to DeSantis because, to me, let me tell you, everybody, we know Donald Trump was the best president we ever had. And you got whatever decisions he made, political decisions manifested to December of 2019 to the best time ever. Everybody's physical things had gone up and highest consumer confidence ever, in spite of all the attacks by both sides. And, is there mistakes made in politics? Is there mistakes made? Absolutely. Not everybody's like me where I just say, this is who I am, period. I'm not going to change. I was the same person before, the same person after. And I would be the same person if I was a president, a governor, whatever. I'm not going to change to go over here against my moral compass or my, what I mean?
Well, you were asked to endorse a Republican, and you're like, well, wait a minute, aren't you pro-abortion? And what was her response?
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's a good point, Brandon. This Republican and the example I had there, because the bottom line is I can only speak for myself. I'm not going to take someone. I mean, if they lose because of decisions they're making, if they're losing some votes, then you better look at the other person. I'm here to tell you right now, Ron DeSantis is going against the freedoms of your elections. Everything that's happening in this country came from those machines and those elections being stolen. The 2020 election, the 2022 primary, the 2022 election. And that's a fact. The RNC, they made one big mistake. What was it, Brandon? They didn't get rid of the machines and make these platforms right for 2022 after they've seen what they did in 2020. Because of lawyers that said, no, don't do that, don't do that. You know, just like when they went after Google for 6 months, that one press of a button, all their emails were going into spam. And then they finally went after Google and went to sue them, and Google turned them back on again. Well, how is that any different than electronic voting machines, Libby Locke? But back to the thing what Brandon said there, a Republican came to me in 2018. Mike, will you do an event for me? And I said, no. I said, you're pro-choice. And she goes, no, I'm right in the middle. I go, what do you, half kill a baby? I said, here is the headlines. Mike Lindell goes against his Christian values to back a Republican. Ain't happening, right?
You also run around endorsing Dr. Oz either, did you?
No, I did not. I absolutely did. I mean, you know, and I've learned my lesson. I've been very careful. There's a person or a couple of people from that RNC thing that indirectly, either through conversation, thought they were getting my endorsement. And then I find out, you know, later, or that person in Ohio that time that went back and forth on. And the person in Ohio said, you know, oh, there was no fraud here in the 2020 election. No problem in Ohio. He badmouthed me for going after electronic voting machine. That's my number one thing. If you're not behind what I believe in, I'm certainly not going to endorse you for anything. So any of those RNC people that thought that they had an endorsement and they're against election crime, off the table. You know, if you had a, you know, so, but let's keep going.
Kathy, line two, you're on with Mike Lindell, Kathy.
Well, Mike, I'm going to hold you to your own words. I repeat, you said Mike will never go against his Christian values to support a Republican. Mike will never go against his Christian values to support a Republican candidate no matter what. As in the case he gave you with the pro-abortion person, he was correct about that. Now, Mike, I'm going to show you that Trump is pro-homo and pro-transgender, LGBTQ, or whatever you want to call it. Now, we all know he was that way originally, but we thought he was going to back off on it a little bit. He wasn't going to talk about it, so he's quiet about it for a little bit. But now, because his whole life really was like pro-homo, you'll find out. But we thought when he was converting, when he was running, and he wasn't going to talk about it that much. He brought it up in 2016 a little bit, as you'll see here with the homo flag he's holding. And so he did support homos his whole life, really. And so we're thinking now that he's running, he's now, and he also is pro-abortion. So now he's pro-life, he's anti-homo. So you give him the benefit of the doubt, and you say, well, maybe he's turning over a new leaf. But here he is right now, hosted 500 sodomites at Gomorrah Lago, with Carrie Lake, inviting him to his own home. Imagine all the demons that come into that house. You'll find out he was one of the first ones in Palm Beach to allow homos to join a club, a private club. But anyway, Mike, he just did this. Now, you agree that murder is against God's commandments. Do you agree that homosexuality is an abomination to God and worthy of death? Now, I'm going to show you, if he is, that you can't support Trump according to your own statement, or you're a hypocrite, you're going to commit a sin of omission and association, and you're going to be called out as someone who's very bad. And I don't think you're that way. What I think is you got stung on this, and you did try to cover it up, and I hope that I'm indicting your conscience. Now, I'm going to show you the evidence, just in case you said you don't know about this Mar-a-Lago thing and these log cabin Republicans. And by the way, the log cabin Republicans are homosexuals. I don't know why they call themselves the log cabin Republicans. They're homosexuals. They were never really accepted in a party until just recently. They were really shunned. And just starting with Trump coming in, 2016, and now even the RNC's accept, they're coming to prominence. And this event that took place in Mar-a-Lago was gigantic. And for some reason, Trump thinks he needs the support of homosexuals and transgenders, when the real rabid ones don't like him anyway. They don't like him anyway. They're going to vote for the Democrats anyway. So he's shot himself. Trump shot himself in his own foot. He ruined himself, really. He may have ruined his whole chance of getting elected by this one event. But I want to show you, Mike, the evidence now that you told me you didn't know about. We're not going to show it to you. And after Will brought it up, I'm sure you were looking it up. But I'm going to just show you the evidence right now about what happened at that abomination, that event. And his wife was there, too. You know, Trump, your son should be a homo, okay? Maybe he is already because of what you're doing. Now, Don Jr. is a lot harder than his father on moral issues. And I hope Don Jr. opposes his father. And there's a civil war in his own family after what he did down there. It's so disgusting. And you're going to hear this Curry Lake. First one I'm going to go is I'm going to show you the clip. And I'm going to show you what Curry Lake said to make it even worse. But, you know, imagine inviting these 400 people down here and making it the whole event public. But here's what... from the news report on the event, okay, which took place on 12/15/2022. And this is from the American Conservative by Rod Dreher. And it's called Gay Old Time at Mar-a-Lago, which we call Gomorrah-Lago now. The Christian right MAGA Apollians, what is that word? That's the Palians, MAGA Palians, okay. It's a big word. Big word. The Christian right MAGA Palians favorite president just hosted a log cabin Republican gala in his Florida home, celebrated by what he called our movement. Hundreds of guests in tuxedos of all styles, sequin, quilted, velvet, and colorful gowns, sipped on Trump-branded champagne and martinis between courses of steak and bite-sized key lime pie. They danced to the YMCA and the Macho Man, the disco anthems of Trump rallies. Now, before I go further, the village people play those two songs and they're rabid homosexuals. They call this Macho Man YMCA. It's like, that's a homosexual national anthem for the homos. The YMCA is the Young Men's Christian Association. It's a Protestant or a group that runs it, and they're infested with homos. All guys go down there. It's a place where teachers have men. I went down there once to lift weights because they had a weightlifting place for weightlifters, and our gym was closed up for a while. Uh-huh. So a couple of guys went down to lift weights at the YMCA. Man, they got faggot guys where they're looking at you. You're lifting weights, and they're all looking at you, and they're Googling with Google eyes. I said, that's the last time I'm lifting weights out of this place. I'm out of here, pal. I ain't lifting weights. No, you go to the shower room, you better watch out. We'll kick the crap out of those guys. We were lifting weights. We were like, you know. But you know when they're looking at you. So that's the YMCA, right? So he knows. This is everyone, I mean, village people. So here, I'll just show you the song so you can get an idea. And this he plays at all these events. Here's the song he plays. Young man, you better watch out for me from coming after you, young man. You got no father image and anyone to defend you, young man. Us homos are coming after you. And worst of all, don't go to the nominal Catholic church because you're dead. All those priests are coming after you. I can see them in the back room listening to this. The nominal Catholic priest, homo, pedophile pieces of crap that they are. Anyway, this is what he chooses for his main anthem. Now, Thursday night, it's interesting because I studied his history. He was always his life pro-homo. Well, man, he supported them all. Well, first person to accept homos in Palm Beach. But like I said before, we thought he's turning over a new leaf. And all. But here he is. Look, he's inviting all these people in. And he's been warned by the nominal Christian and other conservative-minded people, even if you're a Muslim or a Jew, apostate Judaism or something, and you don't like it, and he's warned, you know, don't do this. So he says, well, look, he came right out and did this event just recently. So let's go on to the article. It says, Thursday night, log cabin Republicans Spirit of Lincoln Gala, and the main ballroom of Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago beachfront club was a joyous celebration of gay rights, and in a case of ironic timing, the historic same-sex marriage law signed by President Joe Biden days earlier. And what that law states is that you cannot oppose homosexual marriages in any state now. The states had the opportunity to, like, oppose same-sex marriages. Now they can't. Now that he signed the same-sex marriage, everybody has, and all the states have to accept homos getting married. That's how monumental, and if you go against it, you're like breaking the law. And this all happened on the same time. And Trump is running this thing. Sometimes, you know, Trump and Kerry Lake are definitely homosexuals by sins of association and for supporting them. And who knows what else? Who knows? Could be a homo himself. Maybe not, but he's at least, and her, at least they're homos by sins of association and for supporting them. It's in the scriptures. I'm going to quote, you'll see that later, what I'm going to talk about here. But let me finish with the article. The long-planned event in honor of the conservative, LGBTQ. Because, now here's another thing, okay? There's social issues and there's economic issues. Now, you could be conservative on economics, about how to spend money, frugal, don't spend more than you have. That's another issue. But socially conservative issues are more important to us or any people of any, even of the natural law, because moral issues is a compass of a society. If you're immoral, and especially we know, if you go, sins against the faith are really bad, you can have a horrible society. It's more important to us, social issues. So when you call these homosexuals conservative, what do you mean? Economically, maybe? They're not socially conservative. They're doing the homo thing. Okay, some of them might be against abortion, but they're still homos. It only takes one mortal sin to offend God. James 2.10, you keepeth the whole law, and offended at one point is guilty of all. James 2.10. So you can keep the whole law, but offend on one point. It doesn't matter whether you're a murderer, an adulterer, or a homo. I mean, years ago, you couldn't even get elected if you were committing adultery. Really. If you were married in a second marriage, you couldn't even get elected. Now, the homos are like, everything's gone. The whole moral law is gone. So they call them conservative LGBTQ organizations. That's an oxymoron. It says, the long-time planned event in honor of the conservative LGBTQIT organization's 45th anniversary brought in Republican notables, the former Ambassador Rick Grenell, Representative Kat Comack, former State Department spokesperson Morgan Ortagus, who emceed the evening in a feathered turquoise gown, and former GOP gubernatorial candidate from Arizona, Kerry Lake, who was swarmed by guests eager to meet her and take a photo. What a slob she is, too. What a filthy, wretched, unbelievable. You'll see the clips in a minute. But the main attraction, obviously, was Trump. He received a standing ovation after delivering an enthusiastic affirmation of gay rights, not often heard in the GOP. And here's what Trump said, I quote Mike Lindell, please, if there's any wax or cement in your, please, I don't think it's cement, maybe just wax. So clean the wax out, please, and listen to what I say, all right? Please. Here's Trump. We are fighting for the gay community. We are fighting and fighting hard. The former president said in his 2024 campaign, he said, with the help of many of the people here tonight in recent years, our movement has taken our movement, the LGBTQ, our movement, he's bringing it right in now, has taken incredible strides. The strides you've made here is incredible. What say you, Mike? What say you? You're going to support him? Okay. Now, let's go on to the Kerry Lake thing, too, to show you what's going on. We've got some videos on this. Now, Kerry Lake, first of all, she's encouraging to commit homo sins. She said, look at all these homos in one room together in this luxurious place with swimming pools. Wow, you guys are going to have some time tonight. You know, oh, they better get the security guards out here. And he goes, but, and she says, I bet you some of you guys would like to get patted down by the security guard. This is what she's saying, all right? She's a slob. In his own home, he has this. And then she says, oh, didn't you know that in the I was in the multimedia. She was on the big radio.
She's a TV station in Phoenix.
And she said, oh, don't you know that almost 100% of the people in the media are homos, the men. And she's, they're all homos. And she said, and they're the most efficient, and they're way more efficient and better than straight men. And this, now I'm going to go to the clips and you're going to see what she says. The first one's where she's encouraging him to do the homo scene.
Who ever thought it was a good idea to invite 500 gay people into a lavish mansion, two pools, and a lot of booze?
Woo!
I think we're going to need the Secret Service tonight. Just, you know, be careful with them. I know there's people in this room who would love to be tackled and frisked by the Secret Service. Need to keep them on point, protecting our favorite president, Donald J. Trump. Who ever thought it was a good idea to invite...
Now we're going to go to the second clip, where she's saying that homosexuals are superior than straight people. Superior creatures.
And one of the things that I think some of you, how many of you are in media in some way, shape, or form? Raise your hand. Just a few of you. This is no secret. 80, 90, 100% of the men in media are gay. Okay? And so all of my friends, when I worked in media for 30 years, were the most amazing, fun, smart, savvy people in the world. Gay men. And the one thing I really was going to miss when I walked away from the media was my gay friends. Turns out I get into politics and I had no idea conservative politics was full of gay men as well.
Also, according to her, only homosexuals can think right. So that rules her out, unless she's a homo. Maybe she's a homo. Why do we vote for her? Why do you want to vote for her or Trump even? Only homos can think right. Think right? They're thinking upside down. What do you even remember? As Prophet Isaiah said, Isaiah 5:20, woe do you call evil good and good evil and put thinking right for thinking wrong? I mean, whoa, are we living in a madhouse here? They think right? She's even shooting her own self in the foot. You know, really, I mean, you're going to see my clips on this. Now, Mike, okay, here's back to my point, Mike. You saw the evidence, okay? Trump is outwardly promoting and supporting homosexuals, trans, LGBTQ, the whole ball of wax. He's sporting the whole thing. And you said, regarding the person who was pro-abortion, that you would not support them. You said, the person said about Mike Lindell, does not go against his Christian values to support a Republican. Okay, Mike, that's it. You got to drop your support for Trump or you're a hypocrite and a liar. All right, now, Mike, I don't really want you to drop your support for Trump for one reason. I want to tell you how to handle this. I'm going to give you counsel and advice on this. If you handle it the right way, you can still support him. But you got to condemn him where he's wrong. What you got to understand here, that unless you're a true Catholic, only us few people are, we're the only ones that are holding the whole law. So everyone else is out there committing some sins against the faith or morals. So we vote for the lesser evils.
You go to St. John the Baptist website, you click on the books, on the sidebar books, you go to RGMI, and you go to the RGMI Catholic Books page, and you click on voting for the lesser evil.
So the reason we voted for Trump, and I knew he supported homos when I voted for him the first time, is because he's the lesser of the evil candidates. But we condemned him for his homosexuality support. We said that if you support homos, you're never going to make America great again. But he was better candidate because he allows us Catholics and nominal Christians the most religious liberty. He wasn't oppressing us to express our views. The militant people like the Democrat homos, they want to stop us from talking, from speaking, and from condemning the homos. They want to force us to be homos, force us to believe in the homos. So that's why we voted for Trump. He's a lesser of evil. So in order to vote for him, you can't pretend he's not doing these things. You have to condemn them where he's wrong, like I did in my lecture, Trump Counter-Revolution in a Rigged System.
You go to St. John the Baptist website, and you click on videos, and you click on lectures, RGMI, and then you're on the RGMI video lectures page. And we click on the Trump Counter-Revolution and the Rigged System Part 1, which that's the only part. I never did a Part 2 on that yet. And then click OL for online, and then the video will come up.
Now, first of all, I just want to go to these things to show you where you can look at these. Ed, the first thing you're going to want to read is my book on voting for the lesser evil, so you understand what we're doing here. So I never thought for the life of me that I have to vote for a homo supporter for president, but we did. And only because he was a lesser evil. So some other president might have another evil, another sin. There's no one going to be perfect unless you're a good Catholic. The only perfect people are good Catholics. The rest are committing some sins against the faith or morals, so we have to tolerate it. We have to deal with it. We have to look for the lesser evil. When Joseph was in Egypt and Daniel was in Babylon, that's the way. So I'm not telling you not to support Trump, but I am telling you stop covering up his crimes. And I'll tell you, you're never going to make America great by supporting homos. It's going down. Just remember Sodom and Gomorrah. But what I want to do now, I'm going to show you what I, when we were supporting Trump, but I pointed out where he was wrong and where he was right. All right. Now, here's the clip from it was when he's getting ready for his 2016 election, right? And this is when we did this lecture, and this is the part where I'm calling Trump out for his sins for support homosexuals. I'm going to go to the clip right now. And this is the kind of stuff you need to do. Now we're going to talk about the things and where Trump supports the Antichrist, things that he's evil on, things, sins that he's guilty of, where he supports them. All right? He supports non-militant homosexuals, and he supports civil unions for homos. He doesn't condemn homosexuality as a sin. He doesn't denounce homosexuals as deviants, and he doesn't. So, of course, he's not going to propose any type of punishment for them. So that, he's really bad on that issue. That's a bad issue. Even Putin has that same problem. And I think he also supports civil unions. Trump calls himself a Christian, but he's a heretic on this point alone. He doesn't even claim to be a Catholic, so he's a heretic for that. But also on this point where he supports homosexuality. Let's read what the Word of God says about homosexuality and transgenderism. And homosexuals and transgenders. And all those who support or consent to them and their sinful behavior. Trump is one of these consenters. He consents to this. Leviticus 20:13 says, if anyone lie with a man as with a woman, both have committed abomination. Let them be put to death, or blood be upon them. And we read in Deuteronomy 22:5, a woman shall not be clothed with man's apparel, neither shall a man use women's apparel, for he that does these things is abominable before God. And if you try to say that was in the Old Testament, sorry, pal, these laws, dogmas on faith and morals are eternal. The punishments are eternal. Well, it applied to it and applies to now. We even read about it because St. Paul talks about it in Romans chapter 1. And he says anybody who's guilty of these particular sins of immorality is worthy of the death penalty along with all those who consent to it. We're going to read about that again in the Romans chapter 1, 24 to 32, which is part of this Romans 1 curse. Wherefore, God gave them up to the desires of their heart, unto uncleanness, to dishonor their own bodies among themselves. For their women have changed the natural use into that which is against nature. And in like manner, the men also, leaving the natural use of women, have burned in their lust one towards another, men with men, working that which is filthy, and receiving in themselves the recompense which was due to their error. As they like not to have God in their knowledge, God delivered them up to a reprobate sense. And those who have known the justice of God did not understand that they who do such things, homos and transgenders, are worthy of death. Death penalty, just like in Leviticus. And not only is that do them, but they also that consent to them that do them. Hence, according to God's law, not only homos and transgenders are worthy of death, penalty, but all those such as Trump and Putin who consent to these things. Putin even consents to it. He says there's nothing wrong with homos. He's better than the United States, so he doesn't let them go out there and publicly propagate their homosexuality. They have to hide in the closet. But he still says there's nothing wrong with homos and transgenders. Putin is wrong on this too. On that point alone, even Trump will be worthy of the death penalty under God's law for consenting to it. What Trump has to understand is, by you supporting homosexuals, you're doing the same thing that got Sodom and Gomorrah destroyed. So if you want to make America great again, it's certainly not by supporting homosexuals. You better get away from that. And I know that. I'm glad he's got Pence and the Tea Party people under him, because they're against homosexual agenda, and they're advising him. And I advise him to listen to them carefully and on this issue, because they're right on this issue. God's never going to totally be behind you if you're going to support homosexuals. You've got to come out against them. And transgenders, because he supports transgenders too. He's really bad on that.
And that's something that he's not as militant as the extreme lefty liberals with it. He doesn't want them to go out and push them, shove their agendas in our face, but he still supports them nevertheless. So Donald J. Trump, you got to understand that until you get rid of that, you can never make America great again. God will destroy it like he did Sodom and Gomorrah. And in Sodom and Gomorrah, they weren't getting married. They just supported homosexuality and thought they were okay. He thinks they're just great people who have a different choice in life. That's what Trump thinks. It's a very evil thing he holds. He has to get rid of that. Of course, God's never going to give him his total blessings. He's not going to do everything he wants to do. I'm here to try to help him to achieve what I still think he has a lot of goodwill. That's why I'm giving this lecture, to tell him what he needs to do to go all the way and to get God's full blessings and protection. You're certainly not going to get it when you support homosexuals. And don't worry about them being... Look, there's even people that are homosexuals that are ashamed of themselves, that hide in the closet. They don't like what they're doing. They even oppose homosexuality. They oppose it even though they're doing it, because they don't like it in their own life, you see. So what are you going to be opposing, Donald Trump? You're going to be opposing the militant homos that go out and march in parades and shove their ugly, filthy stuff in our face, force other people to accept it. Those are the ones. So just condemn homosexuality as a sin, deviant, against the natural law. And it's not hard to do that. The way we do it is, and to give you an example how you need to do this, right? When people come up and say, well, everyone, it's a democracy. Everybody's free to do whatever they want, right? So I say, okay, people are free to do whatever they want. Okay, am I free to murder my neighbor? Am I free to go over to my neighbor's wife right now and rape her in front of her husband? Am I free to do that? And I'm sure almost everybody would say, no, you're not free to do that. Why not? If I'm free and I can do whatever I want, why can I not do that? By what law or rule do you tell me I cannot do that? They can't say any, because they don't pretend to be religious even. But if they came out and said, well, that's against the natural law, that's why they can't do it. There's a law on our heart, which is true, which tells us we can't do that. Exactly. And there's a law on our heart that says homosexuality is intrinsically evil. And so if you're going to condemn murdering and raping your neighbor's wife, then you got to condemn homosexuality. And homosexuality is against the common order of the family. It turns the family upside down, especially if you have civil unions and let them get married. So in other words, either you're going to allow everything, and if you don't allow everything and you ban certain things, what are you basing it upon? You're afraid. Some of them would probably be afraid to say, I'm basing it upon the natural law, because they don't even want to bring any type of religious thing in here. My point, too, is when they formed the Constitution, even though we don't support democracy, it was never their intention in the Constitution to allow people to do things that are against the natural law. They didn't mean when they said you're free to do whatever you want, that you can murder your neighbor, you can rape your wife. And if they didn't mean that, they also didn't mean you're allowed to have homosexuals. And homosexuality is okay. You got to link it in with all that. It's not hard to do, because you already have these laws that are banned. You have to link it into the natural law, at least. Say, there's a law upon our heart, and that's what it's violating. I'm just giving how he can go out there, because they always try to say, the homos come out and say, we have the civil right, and we have the freedom. No, you don't have the freedom to do that. And a lot of your, when they try, if they can try to appear to the black civil rights movement, which is a complete, totally different issue. It's sort of, the blacks ought to be angry when they do that. They're sort of putting the blacks into the category of homosexuality. Like the whole black race is a sin. So this is my little thing to Trump over here. Get rid of your supporting of the homosexuals altogether. Condemn it as a sin and denounce them, and bring punishments into public arena if they do it. And try to, you may not get the law passed, but try it with as much as you could. And boy, didn't you see how much help you're going to get from the true God, the Catholic God. Listen to your Tea Party people and Pence on this issue. Because I know he got them to stop talking. In the beginning, he was a little more vocal about it. Came out and said, we support the LGBT community and all. And then people were saying, are we supposed to clap for that? Because a lot of people in your evangelicals and y'all like conservative people on the right, they don't support that. And so, but after that, he wasn't too vocal about it. He tries to keep it kind of quiet. Because they told him, don't say it a lot because the people don't like it. And there's a reason. And I'm going to say, don't say it because God doesn't like it. And if you want God to help you, get rid of your homosexual agenda.
Well, that was 2016, and for a while he did give it up, but now he's back at it again, and with a fervor like he's never had before, all right? So, Mike, there's your evidence, okay? So according to your way of thinking, you cannot support Trump. Now, I want to make another point, but of course, you got to vote for the lesser evil, which I just mentioned before. Now, getting back to what we said about the death penalty, right, that they never meant this, up until just recently... maybe 100 or 200 years ago even, Anybody who got caught doing a homo thing, you got the death penalty in the United States. It was like from the beginning till maybe just recently. So all of a sudden we got this new change, right? Which means if this really was a Catholic state and we were Catholics in power, we would enforce the natural law. We would force people to be Catholics. But we're going to enforce the natural law so people like Trump would be dead. Either he's converts or he dies. We hang him in public square or we cut his head off and put it on a pike. That's what would happen to Trump if this was a Catholic state, but we would warn him. Okay, Trump, this is now our state. We control it. We don't go for that crap. You keep preaching it, you're dead. But now we have to tolerate it because we have no choice. We're living in a pagan state, like pagan Rome. He's still a lesser of evils, though, compared to other candidates, because Trump came out and he will not force it on the people that he'll let us preach, at least so far. So he doesn't allow, he's not allowing them to force it on us, and he's allowing us the religious liberty to preach against it. So that's why he's the lesser of evil, Mike. That's why you can still support him. Even now, even this disgusting, horrible thing that he did, we can still support him as a lesser evil because the Democrats are going to force us to be homos and transgenders and not allow us to even teach it in our churches. But Trump will. So that's the reason you can vote for him, right? But like we're saying to Trump, you're still killing your country. This country still, it's going to go down anyway. You know, we still try our best to try to turn it, move it to the right and make it more moral. All right, so the question then comes down to this, too. All the attacks Trump got from, now, you know Trump is not like on the top or hierarchy of you because of the heat he's getting from all the people. And they've been attacking him in all different kinds of ways, trying to get him out. They can't stand him because he does do a lot of good things also. And that's why they're attacking him. But I'll say who Trump's worst enemy is? His own self. What he just did here at Mar-a-Lago could be his death blow. Now I'm smart enough and wise enough because I'm a true Catholic to understand the nature of these things and by our faith that we could still support him because he's the lesser evil. But a lot of these nominal Christians and evangelicals are going to turn on him. And they're not going to vote for him because of this. Which means then you're going to put in a Democrat that's even worse than him. But here's the other thing where he may lose too, and we won't vote for him too. If DeSantis runs, and Ron DeSantis is more moral than he is, all right, then we're going to have to vote for DeSantis. We got to find out what his whole position is. So far, he's doing a good job in Florida when it comes. He's against wokeness. He's against Disney. He's pretty vocal about it. He's never had homo parties like Trump has. He's never supported homos like Trump supported. So if DeSantis turns out to be more moral than Donald Trump, and we'll find out if they run against one another, then we're supporting Ron DeSantis. He's got to get rid of his problem with the machines. I haven't studied that whole thing together. He says that he knows he's working with the lawyers who support the machines. DeSantis is really wrong on that issue. And if he keeps supporting the machines, you got to question if DeSantis, what's wrong with him? Is he on the inside? I mean, because they're using the Freemasons and the apostate Jews are using these voting machines to bring people in power, not just in the United States, but throughout the world. They've been doing it for years. They manipulate elections. Now that they have machines, it's real easy to do. So we have to also investigate what's going on with DeSantis if he wants to be stubborn about the machine thing. Is he like also a hidden rhino, a swamp creature? Is he a player and they're using him for some hidden agenda? Because if you know that the machines are manipulating the elections, that is a big issue, like what Mike Lindell does say. You'll never get anybody in. You're only going to get the bad guys in if the machines are bad. So we have to investigate DeSantis a little more. But what I'm saying is DeSantis runs and the machine thing gets ironed out a little bit and we find out that he's more moral than Trump, then we'd have to go for him. So you got to look at my voting for the lesser evil. The first thing us Catholics go for is are they going to allow us religious liberty to practice our Christian faith according to our faith and morals and not hinder us and not force us to do something sinful. If that's as opposed to if we got a candidate who's going to take away our religious liberty is number one. Doesn't matter if he supports homos or even abortions, but he doesn't take away our rights to preach. Because here's where Trump is a lesser evil. A Democrat comes in, we can't even preach against homos in your churches. You got to. So everyone has to support them. Everyone has to be pro-homo. With Trump in, he's going to allow the opposition voice. So if we're giving an opposition voice in the churches to other people, there's some truth getting out there in this society to help convert people. But what he's got to understand what's really bad, though, the Republican Party used to stand for these moral values of against homos and against abortion. They're still against abortion, but they're caving in on abortion, too. They're starting to allow it at different stages. And that's supposed to be the party that people joined, and they joined with the intention that you're supposed to be moral. So Trump really, when he's supporting the homos, he's going against his base even. Most of the people in the Republican Party don't like that. That's why it was such a hard time for the log cabin Republicans to get accepted. So he's going against his own base. So Trump may very well have hung himself and shot himself in the head and committed suicide because of this Mar-a-Lago event. But it's disgusting as it is, and it really is, it's horrible. He still will be a lesser evil unless we get another Republican candidate who comes along, not as immoral as Trump is. But still, Trump, he's an immoral slob. He is, let's face it, he's a sodomite. He's a sodomite by way of association and by supporting him. And every right does he have his young kid Barron or something to become a homo, and he has nothing to complain. Now, young Don Jr. seems to talk out more about these things than his father. I don't know what's going on there, but I wonder when he looks at, does he tell his father, what are you doing? Are you crazy? 500 rabid homos, you're inviting into your place? It's crazy. But anyway, Mike, this is for you, all right, to handle this thing the right way. Don't sweep his problems under the carpet. Another big problem Trump has, he gets rid of all his loyal people and puts swamp creatures in because he's being blackmailed. There's a lot of things I know he doesn't want to do, but he's doing because he's blackmailed. And I'll end it with this for Trump's benefit. Don't worry about the blackmail. If they're going to keep holding the blackmail over your head, you're never going to do anything right. You're never going to do anything that you want to do because they're going to always blackmail you and you're going to cave in like you've been doing. I know what you've done in the past. Anyone who runs casinos, like he does and owns them, has got to be doing some really bad stuff. And they're holding it over them. So here's what I say to you, Trump. You're worried about it. Don't worry about them. Let it come out in the open. And here's what you tell them. You take me down, I'm taking you down. And somebody said that. They said, you know, they know if they take Trump down, he can take them down too. So you both go down together. Go down like a warrior. Let your stuff come out in the open. We all know. But you tell them, if you're going to take me down, I'm taking you down. And we're going down together. And I guarantee you, if you do that, the Catholic God will protect you, and they're going to go down, and you're going to remain standing. That's why you should have put Hillary in jail. Another big mistake he made. Lock her in jail. Lock her in jail. He comes to power, don't lock her in jail. It was just a joke. I was only kidding. I warned him. If you don't lock her up in jail, and people like her, like Comey, and all these buns that are going against them, they're going to get you. There's no in-between. It's a battle and it's a war, and he compromised. He compromised himself because they said, you know what you did. You know how much money you stole. You know what you did in these casinos. We have all this dope and we have all these crimes on you. We can shut you down tomorrow and take away your hope in this and lock you up in jail. And if he doesn't go, if that's enough to get him going, but if that doesn't work, he'll even kill you like they did with Kennedy. So he's caving into the blackmail. They got this blackmail on him. And he can't worry about it. He has to forget about it. Let it all come out in the open and take all these apostate Jews and Freemasons down. And I'm sure he'd love to do it, too. A lot of people are blackmailed by these people. And they're in the back room cowering and going, what can I do? What can I do? Even Nixon's going, you know, the Jews control the world. What can I do? What can I do? You can open up your mouth. And don't worry if they take you down. You take them down. You take them down with you. And that's the only way you can be able to do what you want to do and speak the right thing. All right? Now, the homo issue, I think that one he really does support, though. That's really weird on his part. That's something he's just got to, in his own personal life, got to overcome because he was like that his whole life, supporting the homos. But there's other issues and things that he really knows he should do, and he's not doing them. That's why he's getting rid of all these loyal people and putting swamp creatures in because the Jews, the apostate Jews and the Freemasons are in the background whispering in his ear. The only positive thing that may come out of this, too, on Trump's side that I think where he's gotten better on, where he was bad, is pro-Zionism. He's going a little bit against Zionism now because he saw Netanyahu stabbed him in the back when Trump was running for election. So he's not as pro-Zionist as he was before, and that's a good thing. That's a good thing for him. But that's going to get him in big trouble. See, if he would have done this Mar-a-Lago thing, it would have been a lot easier. He's making things difficult for himself. But the Jews are going to come after him even harder if he doesn't keep with his pro-Zionist position. That's where Pence comes in, or maybe DeSantis even. I don't know where DeSantis is on this issue. But that's the only reason you sit back and say, why does Trump want to do these things? But then he's putting people in that are hurting him, and he's not doing them, and it's his own fault even because it's blackmail. This is is the way it works. You notice with Biden, even when if he's not doing something right, then they bring something up on him about he's got documents he's hiding, secret documents. Now they're going after him because he's not doing something right. They always got to have blackmail on somebody in the high powers of office so they can use it against you. So the first thing they try to do is not even blackmail. The first thing is just money. Can I bribe you? I'll give you $1 million if you do this. Oh, thank you. Then you know you're going to find. You got him. No, it's beyond money. It's principle. Okay, blackmail time. We're going to blackmail you. Oh, okay. If that doesn't work, they kill you. Assassination. Now, if the Catholic God's with you, they can't do none of this. They've been trying to, you think they've been trying to kill us here for years as true Catholics? I can tell you a million stories how God protects us. And that's why I'm telling Trump, don't be afraid to come out, and they're going to use the blackmail on you. And I'm going to say, let them use it, and you use it against them, you know? Just bring it out in the open. Let you all go down. You know, because right now, he's a swamp creature. He's supporting a lot of swamp creatures. It's weird. He puts the very people in that are hurting him. And the very people that are loyal to him, he's kicking them out. So that's the end of this lecture. It's for the benefit of not just Mike Lindell, but for a lot of people like Mike Lindell. And for a lot of your Republicans, you'll see your Republicans are all shifting to the left. They're all afraid to talk about homos now. And they'll say, well, homosexuals, they still have rights. What do you mean they have rights? Homosexuals have rights. As homos? Do murderers have rights? I mean, do I have a right to rape my wife? What do you mean they have rights? It's a sin. It's wrong. Condemn it. And this is what Brother Will did when he got elected and he got the majority of 61%. What was it, 61% of the vote? And he got a loud applause after his and the votes a lot of people voted before. So more than the voters after you. He got this is what people, goodwill people are listening to here. This is my other point. Trump is going against his base. His base are mostly nominal Christian conservative people, and he's going against his own base. So he may have already dealt himself a death blow. I don't know. We'll see by what he did here in the Mar-a-Lago thing. That might be the last straw for a lot of them. But I'm going to tell him still, you have to look at the whole picture, lesser of evils. It's either going to be him or Biden. You keep the Democrats in there, that's it, man. They're going to come into your churches. You can't even preach it in the pulpit. They'll probably burn all our Bibles. That's something Trump's not going to do. Or at least not yet. Who knows what happens later on if he doesn't come around. But so far, he's at least given us that liberty. Okay, so end of the lecture. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
What good is it gain the whole world if you suffer the Lord?
Te Iosef celebren dogmina celi tu. Te cuncti resonent Christi adum cori, qui clarus meritis junctus es inclite. Casto federe virgi, locum tuum idam germine coniugere. Admirans dubio angelis sanctius afflatus superi flaminis angelus. Concertum puerum docet, tunatum dominum stringis ad exteras. Egypti profugum tu sequeris magas, amis solimis queris et invenis, miscens caudia fletibus. Post mortem reliquos sors via consecrat, almamque merito gloria suscipit, tu vivens superis par frueris te. sorte beati, nobis sum patria sparce precantibus, da Iosef meritis itera scandere, ut tandem liceat nos tibi perpeti. Gratum promere canti.